Star Wars, Through Flame and Shadow, Episode 2, New Directions. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the Jedi Order that had protected the Galactic Republic for over 1,000 generations was betrayed by the Republic's Supreme Chancellor, Palpatine. Accusing the Jedi of treason against the Republic, Palpatine initiated what would later become known as the Great Jedi Purge. All across the galaxy, the Jedi were turned upon and mercilessly hunted down. Now, almost 15 years later, only a few Jedi survive, in hiding. One of these survivors is Serena DeLayson, who has recently revealed her identity to Josh Kanaren of the planet Rudrick and made the young man a startling offer.
There is no emotion, there is peace. There is no ignorance, there is knowledge. There is no passion, there is serenity. There is no peace. There is no emotion, there is peace. There is no...
Benjean, I'm back.
Welcome back, Master.
I wish you wouldn't call me that.
What should I call you then? Serena? Jedi DeLayson? Neither would be very safe for us.
For now, here on Rudrick, I'm Salen.
Not Serena DeLayson. And you're Andine, not Cardiff. Those are our names for the time being.
Very well.
How is your meditation going?
It is going well enough.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it.
And how did your expedition go tonight?
I told him, Andine, about us.
I see. And his response?
He needs time to think it over. It was quite a surprise to him.
Do you really think that he can become a Jedi?
I'm almost certain of it.
Then I would gladly accept him into our ranks.
Our ranks? A fugitive Jedi and a fledgling apprentice hardly make up a battalion, Andine.
That is not what I meant.
I know. But I agree. It would be a huge step forward if he chose to join us. There would be three of us then.
We would be one step closer to restoring the Jedi Order.
You know that's not our main goal. We need to stay hidden. But I need to keep the Jedi way alive, somehow. I spent so many years running from the Empire, hiding the fact that I was a Jedi. Until even I wasn't sure if I was still one. That's when I decided I had to do something, to pass on what I knew. It took me a long time to find you, someone still willing to embrace the Jedi ways. But there were only two of us. Now though, with Josh...
Now our numbers may increase. There is strength in that.
Yes. I could sense you meditating on my way upstairs. Your thoughts seemed disrupted.
I still find it difficult to quiet my thoughts at times, Master.
It's been almost 2 years now. You should be... I don't know where you should be by now. I've never had an apprentice before. All I know is the way I was instructed at the Jedi Temple.
You are doing your best, Master. In the past, you have said that my aptitudes may lie in other areas.
Yes. Your reflexes and combat skills are highly advanced. You take to those aspects of the Force with such ease, which makes me all the more concerned that... It doesn't matter. The teaching archives on Coruscant are lost to us. All we can do is move forward as best we can. I'll continue to train you, and together we'll try to keep the Jedi Way alive.
And perhaps with this Josh.
Yes, perhaps with Josh. For now, though, all we can do is wait.
Damn starship captains. Running their hyperdrives into the ground and then expecting good old Master Farsal to come in and perform miracles on them. Josh, hand me the number 2 hydro spanner. Josh? Josh!
Huh? What?
Roderick, spaceport control to Josh Kenneran. We understand you are carrying a number 2 hydro spanner in your toolbox. Please proceed to place it in your employer's hand.
Oh, right. Sorry, Erdrick.
What's with you lately? You seem different somehow.
My name isn't Salem. It's Serena. Serena DeLayson. And I am a Jedi Knight.
Chuck. Well, you know, just a lot of things on my mind.
Work not being one of them, obviously.
No, it's not that. It's just, things seem to be changing. Doors opening. New possibilities.
Josh, I think that with time and training, you could become a Jedi as well someday. You could help us fight the growing shadow of the Empire.
Pizza. Come on! Bless you! That's stuck in there, all right. Getting bored of starship maintenance already, huh? Thinking about a new career?
Well, no. Yes, I mean... Don't you ever think there's something wrong with the galaxy? The way the Emperor just took control over everything and executed all the Jedi?
Sure, but... I don't think I can fix it with a number 2 hydro spanner. Give me the plasma cutter. This damper's gonna have to come out.
Sure. Erdrick, did you ever see a Jedi?
Jedi? Can't say that I did.
But you were around when the Jedi were still active, before the Purge, right? So what did you think about them?
Not much, if you want the honest truth. They lived in their world, I lived in mine.
So you didn't like them?
Why the interest in Jedi all of a sudden? You never said a word about them before.
Well, I was talking to Saylin the other day. She remembers the Jedi too. She was around back then as well. So, it just got me to thinking about them.
I don't think they had much to do with commoners like you and me. You'd always hear about them negotiating the such-and-such treaty or mediating the Hoosier dispute. They were bigger than us. You know, like they had the whole galaxy to protect. I mean, things felt safer with them around. I'll give you that. Safer than all these same-faced Imperial troopers stomping around everywhere. All right, I'll give you that, Josh. Things were better with the Jedi around. I don't know whether it was because of the Jedi or because the Empire hadn't taken over yet. But if you had to ask me, I'd say it was the Jedi making the difference.
Thanks, Erdrick. What do you think it was like?
What do I think what was like?
Being a Jedi.
You'd have to ask a Jedi that, wouldn't you? Ha! There we go. All right. I'm gonna have to go into town and get some replacement parts. Stupid non-standard hyperdrives and their stupid non-standard fittings. You coming?
No, I think I'll go get some fresh air.
Have it your way. Back here in an hour, all right?
Sure. I'd have to ask a Jedi. Where did I put my comm link?
Hello?
Hello, Saylan? It's Josh. Can I come see you?
Thanks for coming to pick me up. You caught me at a good time. I just started my lunch break.
Yeah, me too.
It'll be nice to get away from work for a while. Get some fresh air.
Well, we aim to please. Here we are.
I'm glad we came. The view from up here is lovely.
Sure, if you like dazzling views of the spaceport.
I can enjoy the simpler pleasures in life, Josh.
I guess.
So, what did you want to talk to me about?
Well, about your offer. It's been a couple of days now, and I can't stop thinking about it. But there's just so much I don't know.
What can I do to help?
Well, for one thing, what does it mean to be a Jedi? What do you do? How do you know what to do?
It's a life of service, Josh. The Jedi exist to guide and protect. We try to keep things balanced, in harmony. The galaxy is a complicated place.
But the whole galaxy? Where do you start?
With individuals. With you. And with me, our actions, the things we do, touch the lives of those around us, and their actions touch other lives. If we can set an example, if we can do some good, then we've contributed something positive. We've set something in motion.
That sounds amazing.
There's a downside, though. The Jedi Purge, that was no random act. The Jedi have enemies. Before the Purge, I'd heard rumors that the Sith had re-emerged.
The Sith?
If the Jedi use the light side of the Force, the Sith are those who use the dark side. They hide in shadow, pursuing their own selfish ambitions. I'm almost certain that a Sith was behind Chancellor Palpatine's ascension to Emperor. The Sith and the Jedi are polar opposites. It would serve their goals well to have us wiped out.
So, you think a Sith is controlling the Emperor?
It's just a theory I have. Only the Jedi Council might have known for sure. All I know is that the Empire has hunted us down one by one, doing its best to eradicate every last one of us.
We can't let that happen.
No, we can't. That's why I've been traveling the galaxy, looking for people like you. People who have the potential to help preserve the Jedi way. I have to be honest with you, though, Josh. It won't be an easy life. Andine and I have been on the run for years now. We have to keep ourselves hidden and not form any close attachments to those around us. It's a lonely way of life.
But how do you... What is it? What's wrong?
That ship up there. It's coming in much too quickly.
You're right. The repulsor lifts sound like they're cutting out. We should... Wait, where are you going?
We have to help. It's going to crash. Come on, Josh.
Star Wars Through Flame and Shadow, Episode 2. The episode was written by Darkling, based on characters created by Jan-Willem Kazan, Darkling and Jogen. The audio production was done by Jogen. The episode featured Annalyn Hostert as Serena, Ryan Lawhorn as Josh, Jogen as Cardith, and Brian Reed as Erdrick. Also heard was Cece Peterson. Please visit www.joogn.de/TFAS for more information, or search for Through Flame and Shadow on Facebook. Thanks for listening.